He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is September 29th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We've already had a volatile morning, and we're only 36 minutes into this market. We've been down. Well, the futures were up. The market opened up, we've been down, and now we're back up a little bit again. The Dow right now is up 40 points, 16,042, and of course you know what happened on Monday. It was a very poor day for the markets. More on that in a bit. The Dow is 16,042, looks like it's going to test that low that it hit a few weeks back. The S&P 500 right now is up 7 points. The futures were up. It opened up. And then the S&P went negative, and now it's back up 6 points. Tug of war taking place this morning between the bulls and the bears. The S&P is at 1,888, very close to the line that I said it would go down and test here recently in my newsletter. The NASDAQ is up 16. The NASDAQ is at 4,560. Quite a far cry from that 5,000. Remember, it got over 5,000. Boy, 5,000 is an unlucky number for the NASDAQ. Twice it has collapsed, back in 2000 and this year when it gets above 5,000. Crude oil is up a little bit. That's helping the market. It's at $45.14, but there's a war been declared on crude oil. Gold is at 11.31. The euro is at 1.12, and the 10-year yield is clear down to 2.08%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I've been saying all along, oh, by the way, in Atlanta, they were playing my show twice. My main show is on at 8 a.m. there. I'm the drive to work guy in Atlanta on WAFS radio. And they were replaying my show again at 10 a.m. You know, just as a courtesy to me because they felt it was so important. Well, they've got some other show in that 10 a.m. slot now, but I'll still be heard every morning in Atlanta at 8 a.m. Now, I've been saying all along that the bull market will continue as long as earnings growth continues to increase here in America. Well, I don't see that happening anymore. I've been a bull on the market for the last 6 years and 25 weeks. In fact, back in March 23rd of 09, I stated in my newsletter that a new bull market has been born. And on that date, the S&P closed at 822 per share. The S&P has been as high as 2,134 since I made that call back on March 23rd, 2009. And as you know, along the way, there's been a lot of threats to the bull market, but each one proved to be temporary, and the market marched on to new highs. More importantly, however, back in 2009, the S&P 500 earnings bottomed out at $59.95, and they've been climbing ever since. This year's expectations are somewhere in the neighborhood of $118 per share. However, the earnings reports, the earnings forecast for the energy companies continue to be slashed. And now joining in, the technology companies are starting to see downgrades to their earnings estimates. And if that's not enough, there is now a new war on the drug stocks and the healthcare stocks. They are a major contributor to the earnings of the S&P 500. And I'm now seeing those earnings forecast being cut. You will see in this week's newsletter revisions downwards in my earnings estimates for 2015 and 2016. I am no longer a bull on the market. I am very cautious on the market. Having said that, there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of money that can be made very, very quickly if we turn in to a full-on bear market. Let me just give you one example. Back in 2008, there was an ETF called SKF. Anybody could have bought it. SKF was an inverse exchange-traded fund that had an inverse relationship with the financial stocks of America. J.P. Morgans of the world, the Countrywide Financials of the world, the Lehman Brothers of the world, the Bear Stearns of the world, the Bank of Americas of the world, the Merrill Lynch, the financial sector of the United States. That ETF went from $48 per share, actually $68 per share, to $4,861. Most times, the bull market is a long slog. You make your money very, very slowly. And if the market does start to turn the other way, it can go very, very quickly. Witness the ETF, SKF, which went from $68 per share to $4,861 per share in about the space of 6 months as the financial sector melted down and the stocks got whacked. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen again, but I am saying that if this market turns bearish, which it seems to have done now, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of opportunity that can be made on the downside. And here's my fear. It's not only my fear, I know this to be true. The financial planners of America, the certified financial planners that have CFP after their name, have been taught to do one thing. Three words. Stay the course. Well, I believe a financial plan should take into account all of the what-ifs. What if the market were to melt down again? Are you telling me that I should stay the course, Mr. CFP? Obviously, they're going to tell you to stay the course because that's what the college courses and that's what the CFP program tells them to do. If you have a financial planner, if you have a financial plan that's been put together, I ask you this question. Has your financial planner taken into account all of the what-ifs that could happen over the next 5 to 10 years? Or is it a stay the course financial plan? You see, when they take a look at the asset classes that they are going to distribute your money amongst, it's basically two. Call it three. Stocks, bonds, cash. And it doesn't depend upon world events. It depends on your age and your tolerance for risk. I believe there's a fourth asset class. You see, when they wrote the books on asset allocation, we didn't have this asset class available to us. Only the smart hedge fund managers had this asset class, and that is being inverse the market. What if the S&P 500 goes down 50%? There's a lot of money that can be made during that occurrence. Well, you say the S&P can't go down 50%. It just did in 2009. It went down 53%. And the bond market could go down a lot more than that. If interest rates were to tick up from where they're at now, 2.09%, back up to 4, 5%, you know what that would do to the bond market? So I would ask you again, has your financial planner taken into account all of the what-ifs? I had dinner with the financial planner here recently. He owns a firm that does financial planning. And when I told him, I said, you know, I'm not a believer in being fully invested at all times. And I do believe in hedging and making money if the market were to turn sour. He totally disagrees with me because he's a stay the course. That's all he knows. That's what he's been taught. He's quite a bit younger than me. He wasn't there in 1999 and 2000 that I know of when the NASDAQ went down 75-80%. You've got to take into account all of the what-ifs. Well, we have a financial planning team here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's headed up by me. I've been around the markets for the last 20 years. I think you need to take into account all of the what-ifs and not be mesmerized into the mantra of the industry of stay the course. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So now, having said what I said, I have not sold everything. I still own a good chunk of stocks. But my cash position is now about 40% as I look at the portfolio today. And I have about a 5% to 10% hedge, meaning inverse funds. So I have definitely tilted towards a very defensive position. And let me explain to you why and exactly what I'm doing. Yesterday, I went through each and every one of my holdings, as I do every single day. I had a line in the sand. Many of those stocks crossed that line in the sand. They're gone. Many of those stocks did not cross that line in the sand. They continued to hold up. Then, you know, some of the refiners, Home Depot, Lowe's, some of these stocks, the airlines, JetBlue, etc., and I continue to hold them. But I also have a line in the sand on those companies. Now let's just take a look at what's happened to the big picture here in the last week. Because all along, every single week for the last 6 years and 25 weeks, I've gone through the big picture of the market every Monday. And I've said, here's the facts, ma'am. Everything is still in place. We still have a healthy environment for growth. We still have a healthy stock charts on all of the major indexes. We still have healthy earnings growth taking place in the S&P 500 companies. Well, that all came to a screeching halt this year, 2015. What happened? Two major sectors in the market took a major blow, the first one being the energy sector. The energy sector is not out of the woods at all. In fact, I see all-out war declared upon the oil and gas stocks. Look at what's happened to the coal stocks. The coal stocks are basically toast right now. And I don't think oil is much more popular in this climate change world than coal was. I think the energy stocks are going to continue to have the wind in their face. That's going to continue to take those earnings estimates lower. And there's going to be a heck of a lot of companies and layoffs in the energy patch that will continue to happen. If you're down in Houston, if you're down in Texas and you've been laid off and you've got a rollover IRA to deal with, well, we deal with those all the time. Back in the year 2008, we were getting real estate agents and mortgage people, if they had any money left in their IRAs, if they didn't have to tap them, we were getting home builders and construction workers. That's where we were getting our rollover IRAs back then. There's been layoffs in the technology arena. We have a lot of technology people here in San Diego. In fact, there's recently been a round of layoffs at one of San Diego's biggest employers, Qualcomm. We've picked up a lot of Qualcomm and former employees with their rollovers. And I got to believe that it's the energy patch right now that's seeing a lot of layoffs. There was a lot of money made during the boom, during the fracking boom, and now it's all come to a halt. And Saudi Arabia continues to pump oil into the system to continue to drive American energy businesses out of business. But it comes down to simple mathematics. As long as earnings are growing at a company, as long as earnings are growing in the indexes, and as long as a multiple on those earnings remains healthy, the stock market's going to continue to go higher. And over the last 6 years, we've had the best of both worlds. There's two components of this equation. Over here we have earnings. Earnings have been going up. That's the left side of the equation. The middle part of the equation is the multiple. How much are we going to multiply those earnings by to come up with the target price on individual companies and on indexes? The multiple has been expanding. Why? Because the Fed has maintained a favorable interest rate environment, a zero interest rate environment. Unprecedented. 6 years of zero interest rate policy by the Fed. So we've seen earnings grow and we've seen the multiple grow. We've seen the target prices go higher and we've seen the stock market go higher. Like I said, we've been on a run from 822 back in March 23rd, 09. It actually got down to 666 a few weeks earlier. And it's been as high as 2,134. That was about back in May somewhere of this year. And right now that looks like that may have been the top of the market in this bull market cycle that we've just seen. Because what's happening now to that equation, that very simple equation? Everybody knows how to multiply and come up with the product of that multiple, or the sum of that multiplication, right? Well, here's what's happening now. Earnings estimates are falling and the multiple is contracting. Now we have the worst of both worlds. We no longer have the wind at our backs. Simply stated, we now have the wind in our face. Now, maybe the trend will reverse. Maybe that this early trend that is starting to set in will abate and earnings will start to go higher at the companies. For that to happen, we'd have to have oil prices move back higher. We'd have to have less saber rattling at the drug companies. And we'd have to have a healthier global economy. And right now, instead, all those three factors are going the other way. Oil prices continue soft. Saber rattling at the healthcare sector is growing. The drumbeat is louder and louder. And we continue to have a weak China and a weak global economy as global economic partners. So what we're seeing is earnings estimates are now starting to be ratcheted downwards. In addition to this, the multiple is starting to contract because we expect, we've been told, that we will have an interest rate hike here by the end of the year, which will be followed more than likely by a few more interest rates hikes next year. What does that do to the multiple of the market, the middle part of the equation? It lowers the multiple. So now you have earnings estimates going down and the multiple going down, which now puts the wind in our face. Okay, what are we going to do? Well, number one, you have to take stock of what you own. You want to get out of harm's way with anything that is vulnerable right now. If you have a 401k at work, I would say almost everything's vulnerable. There may be a few things here and there. I have a spot in my newsletter every week where I write about 401ks. And there's opportunity in some of the areas that are most vulnerable. Like I said, in 2008, 2009, it was the financial sector. That ETF, the inverse financial, went from $56 per share to $4,861 per share. There's opportunity in a down market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's just take a look at a little bit of the news here. What's going on? Let's see. CS upgrades. Credit Suisse upgrades McDonald's to an outperform. You know, as soon as I get a good hamburger from McDonald's, I might be interested in it once again. I have noticed that McDonald's stock has held up well during all of this sell-off. It's been going sideways. It pays a dividend yield of 3.5%, which is a little bit of fresh lettuce and tomato on that stock, but I just don't know about McDonald's. The high-yield bonds continue to tank. That's generally speaking a pretty big part. The financial planning community likes to use high-yield bonds in their asset allocations, and I've noticed recently that the Franklin Income Fund is like 35% high-yield bonds. That's not good. The Case-Shiller Index up 5% year-over-year. That's what your home is up. Better than the stock market. The stock market's down about 5% year-over-year, but 5.3 was expected. Volkswagen will refit 11 million autos. They're estimating the cost to do that at $6.5 billion. Now, that doesn't take into account what the regulators want and what the lawyers want. This is not a good thing for Volkswagen, which leads me into my next subject, okay? Now, with earnings estimates starting to fall for this year and next year on the S&P 500, this was the final nail that I've been waiting for. I've been warning in my newsletter that the chart of the S&P 500 is not good. And I don't think there's any question that the sentiment and the relative strength on the markets have deteriorated quite a bit. Now, we may recover from this sell-off. I still believe we're in a correction right now, but I think we could very easily slip into a bear market. And I think that we're going to slip into a bear market because I now see earnings contraction and multiple contraction. The exact opposite of what we've had over the last 6 years and 25 weeks, which was multiple expansion and earnings expansion. The exact opposite. So we at least have to be prepared for all of the what-ifs here. Having said that, I still have about a 30% weighting in the stock market, in the stocks that I own that are still holding up. I also have a hedge right now. A hedge just in case we fall off a cliff. It's not a big hedge, but it's about a 5 to 10% hedge that would be increased dramatically if we start to fall off of the cliff. And if we do start to fall off the cliff, a lot of money can be made very, very quickly on the downside in the market. And I know that scares a lot of people. Well, you know, just think about something going from 68 to 4,800. I'm not saying that'll happen again, but it happened in 2009, 2008. And there may be wild opportunities like that once again. I'm prepared to go either way on the market here. You go where the action is. If the action's on the dark side and the cloudy side of the street, and that's where the money's being made, hey, you go join them. So I watch my app for clues, and I watch these technical patterns on a daily basis. One thing that should be thought about, and it's a thing, it's an asset class that I do not believe most brokers or advisors or planners know very much about. I learned a lot about these when I was inventing my app during the last bear market. I learned that these things can go up really, really fast. I learned that these things are a much better place to hang out than in cash because these things can actually be profitable. And I do believe that it is a fourth asset class that can be employed and should be prepared to be employed just in case. Yes, the stock market is an asset class. It's been a very successful asset class over the years. But there are times when the stock market is not a good place to be. The bond market is an asset class. You loan money to companies or to countries and they pay you interest, and at the end of the term you get your money back. The problem is most bonds are bought through bond funds these days. And bond funds are very, very sensitive to interest rates. And if we get into a rising interest rate environment, which I think we will, I think once the Fed starts raising, once that first hike is in, I think interest rates are going to start drifting higher. And multiples on the stock market are going to start contracting. So I think you have to be prepared to make adjustments to your asset class allocation that aren't just based on your age and your risk tolerance, but the market environment that we're in. And that goes against the conventional wisdom of the certified financial planners. The third asset class is cash. The fourth asset class are inverse funds, which were not around. Why do you think hedge funds exist? Why do you think so much money is invested in hedge funds? Because they can attempt to make money in any kind of a market, in a down market or an up market. A flat market, nobody makes money. This has been a flat market for the last 12 months or so. But if the worm turns here, they're prepared to make money on the downside. Let me just go through my database here and just mention a few of these inverse funds that I have in my quiver. Let's say my quiver of arrows back here on my back has 40 arrows in it. Let's pull out some of the arrows that might be needed at some point in the future. Oh, here's one. Okay, EPV. EPV is the inverse of Europe. You know, Europe's not looking so good right now. Germany is the kingpin of their economy. 70% of the German economy is car, automobile manufacturing. Volkswagen, how long has Volkswagen been around? Didn't Hitler drive a Volkswagen? I remember Volkswagens in my family when I was growing up. That was your starter car. Remember when I first got married, our first car was a little bug, VW Bug, Herbie the Love Bug. Volkswagen is now in big trouble. And that could hurt the German economy, and that could spread to the FTSE. Well, you can play FTSE with the FTSE through EPV or EFU, which are inverse ETFs on Europe. The emerging markets continued to submerge, and it's not getting any better. And now there's a call for all countries being equal around the world politically, economically, militarily, technology, healthcare, everything runs the whole gamut. What would this do to the world if this were put into place? Well, you know, it's been tried before in Russia. It's been tried before in Venezuela. It's been tried before in Cuba, and the results aren't very good. It's something that at least you ought to be prepared for. And ask that what if in your brain, what if there's a massive move towards this global socialism? Not just socialism here and there, but global socialism. How far down would the U.S. have to go to make the world equal? Are you kidding me? There's inverse funds on the emerging markets. They've done very well this year. In fact, I'm looking at this one that's gone from 15 to 26 so far this year. There's inverse funds on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I've told you before. Dow is the positive version of the market, and DOG, D-O-G, is the negative version of the market. DOG might come in real handy at some point in the future. If the Dow were to start to melt down, that might be one I want to reach back in my quiver and pull out and shoot it at folks' portfolios. There's the inverse S&P 500, which is SH. The NASDAQ looks very vulnerable now. If there's attack, if there is an attack, if this attack continues on the free markets, the NASDAQ is in big trouble. Last time I looked, Bernie Sanders was polling at 30%. Have you ever stopped and listened to Bernie Sanders and what he calls for? I mentioned yesterday agenda number 2030. By the year 2030, all countries in the globe will be equal. What would that do to the NASDAQ? Something to think about. Am I a doomsday prophet? No, I still have a 30% exposure to great stocks here in the U.S. But I don't like what I see in the deterioration of earnings estimates and the deterioration in the multiple of the market. It's lowering the target prices to about where they're at now. And if we see further deterioration, then the market's going to start peeling off and we're going to see the next bear market. At least you ought to ask yourself the question, what if? And do you know, does your advisor know about the fourth asset class? And that is inverse funds. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is- Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I think it's time to ask your financial planner what your asset allocation is. I'm going to tell you what my asset allocation is, what our asset allocation is here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can compare your asset allocation against that. Look, we all look at the markets differently. I have zero in the bond market, and I'm sure you have a big chunk in the bond market. How can interest rates go any lower? I realize they're holding up. Bonds are holding up well. They're flat on the year. They haven't lost money, 5, 6% like the stock market has, but we're looking over the next 5 to 10 years. I have zero in the bond market. That's me. I currently have 50%. I said 30 before. I was wrong. My math. Fuzzy math there. I have 50% invested in U.S. stocks. I have no exposure whatsoever to anything outside of the United States. I have 30% in cash. 40%. I have 50 stocks, 40 cash, and 10% hedge. Inverse funds, just in case. I don't like what I see in the market right now. So you can compare your current asset allocation by your financial planner, and I would also ask that person the question, have you taken into account all of the what-ifs? You know, I spent many years in the Boy Scouting program. I was a volunteer. I had all girls. I ended up having one son. By the time I had my son, I was pretty burnt out on the Boy Scouting program. Poor Steven. I didn't do much camping out with him. But in my earlier years, I was in the Boy Scout program. I was the high adventure guy. I was the guy that took the fellas, you know, river rafting. I was the guy that was the first one to fall overboard and have to be rescued in 45 degree water. And I said, I'll never go on another camp out in my life. But I did. We had fun. I can remember floating the Colorado River. I can remember running the Kern River. There's a set of rapids there called Pinball. So you can imagine what happens on Pinball. You've got this big rubber raft with one scoutmaster with white knuckles holding on to the boat for his dear life. One river rafting guide trying to guide you through this maze and 10 little scouts yelling their heads off. It's a blast, but you get bounced around like a pinball in the boat. And if the boat gets stuck on a rock, you're in big trouble because the boat starts taking on water. And we all were standing on the rock, all 13 of us, while the guide tried to get the boat loosened from the rock. Well, finally it got loose from the rock and the undercurrent below it, and everybody got back into the boat except me. I've always let people go first in line and whatnot. I just think it's the gentleman way to do. But when the life raft is leaving the rock, it's every man for himself. I still let the little fellas get in first. I was left behind on the rock in the middle of the raging rapids. I thought to myself, I have two choices here. I can wait for a helicopter to come, pluck me from this rock. That might be tomorrow. Or I can jump into these rapids and hope and pray that I come up somewhere, maybe in Bakersfield, which is about 20 miles downstream. Well, I jumped in and looked up, and there was a big stick that the boys were holding out. I grabbed onto it, and they pulled me to shore. This was about 300 or 400 yards downshore. It wasn't a fun ride. I could have hit a big rock and split my head wide open. Any number of things could have happened along the way, but I was rescued. But our motto was, be prepared. And before we left on these campouts, we always had an equipment check on Wednesday night. We went through everybody's backpack, make sure they had matches, make sure they had a flashlight, make sure they had a rain poncho. These guys in San Diego, see, they never see rain. We'd go camping, and sure enough, it would rain. I love my raincoat. You know what? You're going to get wet. You're going to get soaked. You're going to get a cold. Your mother's going to kill me when I get home. Bring your rain poncho. Well, I believe in being prepared in the stock market, too. I believe in being prepared for the what if. The what if the blizzard hits, you know? You never expected that. I remember one time we were camping in Montana on the Snake River near Henry's Lodge, and a snowstorm hit in August. Yes, a snowstorm hit in August. So as it relates to the stock market, I believe that most of the financial planners, if not 99% of them, don't take into account all of the what ifs and know very little about that fourth asset class that hedge fund guys use, billionaires use, wealthy CEOs or companies use hedges. If you're in the oil company, you buy options. You hedge the price of oil. We include hedging as an asset class here in our financial planning. So once again, I would ask, what's your current asset allocation? And has every possible scenario been accounted for? We're currently 50% stocks, 40% cash, 10% hedged. And that's subject to change. You can read along in my newsletter every single week. I'm the guy that's been bullish for the last 6 years and 25 weeks, and I'm the guy that is now extremely cautious. I have now hedged my portfolios. I can see this market easily flipping to a bear because of the factors that I explained earlier in the show. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I sent out a special alert bulletin to everybody that's ever signed up for my newsletter. That's a lot of people. If you want to get in my weekly mailing list, I think there will be wildly profitable opportunities possibly ahead. We'll look every day. We fish these waters every single day. And we want to fish in the most fruitful waters. And if we can find some opportunities, we're going to take advantage of them. And if you'd like to give us a call, you know, I'd like to hear what your asset allocation is. We've got a good team here. We'll look at your asset allocation. We'll look at the mutual funds you own. We'll look at the stocks you own. And we'll tell you what we would do differently. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.